An assistant school principal has become the first New York City death linked to the swine flu virus. Mitchell Weiner, who worked at this intermediate school in Queens, had been hospitalized in critical condition. Health officials say he had been sick for several days when his school was closed last Thursday. Last week, hundreds of students at several schools, including Weiner's, experienced flu-like symptoms. That prompted city officials to close a total of 11 schools for at least a week.
Custodial workers at the schools are also on hand and doing a thorough cleaning of the schools. Of course, all extracurricular and after-school activities at these schools have been suspended as well.
Authorities say they're monitoring the unusual clusters of flu cases.
It appears at this point, at least in schools in New York City in these days, to be spreading more rapidly than traditional influenza spreads. We don't know why that is, but the fact that we have neither a vaccine nor experience being infected with this strain of influenza are likely explanations.
There are at least 178 confirmed swine flu cases in New York City, but health department officials say the number of actual cases is believed to be much higher. The city's first swine flu outbreak occurred 3 weeks ago when about 700 students and 300 other people associated with a Catholic high school in Queens got sick after returning from vacations in Mexico.